play a lot of tennis and play a lot of dance, and I suddenly developed pain and I thought my hip, and I thought you know, I've overdone it. Well, it's not that, it's sciatica, and it hurts, and I don't know what to do to work on it, because I've, you know, read all the holistic things, and they say rest, which is not a word that I fully embrace, because I always want to try to buck the system, and this time I said, no, I'll obey instructions. It's driving me crazy and it's still hurting like hell. I don't know what to do. Will tapping help?
It can, but you know, this really is what's happening to a lot of people now. Here's the thing. I think they need disclaimers on waking up and playing with co-creation. Because when you have deep desires to know personal success and personal power and personal healing at high levels, you're actually putting out a, hey, get me there. And anything within you that is not in alignment with your greatest desires will come up to be resolved. So if you're someone who can't rest, you're never going to reach the ultimate you because you're out of balance. Mm-hmm. If rest freaks you out and tortures you, then you're never really going to reach the balance and the success you're capable of. So we all feel punished. We all feel like we screwed up. We all feel like, ugh, I don't want to learn this other lesson, right? But the truth is, in some perverse way, you've actually asked for it. And I mean, I'll tell you the truth, and some of you have heard me say this. So the beginning of this year, I got sick for the first time in 10 years. I had not used this physical body for sickness in over a decade. And I got so sick, cough, you know, the whole thing, couldn't sleep, hacking away. Got better, re-triggered it by some smoke at a fire. Again, got through that. My back went out. That was most unpleasant. And I'm like, what the heck? Right? And so a very good colleague and friend of mine, her work is SRT, she laughed and she goes, oh, well, you've completed some big contracts in your life agreement, and now you have to rest and integrate it. And she said, so you can either choose to rest with no pain or sickness, or you're going to keep getting pain and sick. And I didn't really believe that. And my back would tweak, and I'm like, oh no, I'm resting. I'm down. I am off the clock. I am reading for fun. I was like making all these deals with my body, right? And I will honestly say to all of you, with even all the tapping and everything I've done, for 19 years, I've been building one business or another. For 19 years, and I did over half of that with chronic pain. Learned how to parent. I believe that is just like a business. I took it very seriously to parent well. And so 19 years I've been in achieve, learn, integrate, implement, learn some more, doing it again and again and again. And I never thought it would be so incredibly hard for me to slow down. Ever. And it has been. I know other people going through this. So what does slowing down look like? Well, my family loves it. All of a sudden, they have the laundry fairy. If your clothes are in the hamper, they'll get washed. It's amazing. I don't even think they remember when I used to do that. Cooking. I am like making all new recipes. My husband's doing low-cal. I've been Googling, shopping. It's like the domestic goddess has returned. Reading. I read books for fun. I go through probably one a week, if not two. And yet, my private session schedule is full. Money just keeps rolling in, even though I'm not marketing. I haven't done a network event. I haven't even done a workshop all year. I mean, I've been, pain and sickness really encouraged me to rest. So I haven't been doing the business building aspect, which you're taught is a really important thing. But all I can tell you is, are you going to listen and say, and are you going to trust that if it's happening to you, it's happening for you? So what if you learn to rest with grace and found what gifts are in there? how do you know it wouldn't quantum leap you into something else good? We don't know till we try it. So somebody else and I were talking about this earlier. It seems to me that the energies on the earth are inviting many of us to stop doing so much and practice being, like for real, not just talk about it. And again, I found it way harder than I thought it would be easy. How hard could it be to rest? It's excruciating.
So I think this doesn't switch off. The body might be in repose, but your mind still...
And that was true for me. Wait, where are we? So that was true for me for 8.5 months. And then, boom, I hit this yummy spot. And now I'm, like, good with it.
Ooh, I want that.
Yeah, and I'm intending, because I'm sharing my story with you, you'll hit it a lot sooner. You know, and I wanted it. I just did. You know, you can read about it. You can get it. Okay, being's important. You know, we're human beings, not human doers. I mean, you can read all the quotes and everything about it. But till you have a tangible experience of it, it's tricky. So, you know, you can just ask, well, if I was going to make resting look good, what would that look like? Interesting? So I'll give you a little bit more. So... because of the chronic pain, I've always done either physical therapy or some, you know, a type of physical therapy exercise, or yoga really helped me a lot. And this year, I can't seem to work out. Every time I start to work out, I end up back in the bed. I'm like, okay, no, I'm sorry. And so I'm looking at this, I'm like, gosh, you know, I miss the way I felt working out. But I really want to do this with grace, and I really want to get this right so I don't drag it out a lot longer than it needs to be. And I was with lunch with a friend, and we're talking, and I realized that I have a belief system that, you know, workout is, for me, there's the belief that I have to do that. It's not a pleasurable choice. It's not a joyous relationship I have with it. It's to prevent pain. And so how long will it take me to dismantle that belief and have a whole new relationship with my body and exercise? I'll let you know. I'm hoping I won't be so slow forever, but I might be. This is how it looks. This is how my journey looks in 2013. Do you see if you flip it to that? Your sciatic nerve pain will get less even in that because you'll relax a little bit. And tapping can bring the pain down, but if it's your greatest gift coming to you by getting the mind to actually rest because you have to, then, you know, something else will happen. That, guys, that's what side effects are. You know, if you find a drug that cures this, you just get something else. So what if your slowdown button looks like sciatic nerve pain?
But on your slowdown button, you seem to be changed, not slowing down.
Mine's way slowing down.
So even though you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're even reading books, I mean, that's relaxing, sorry, I don't mean to knock reading books, especially phone books, but from your description, it sounded like you just switched to something different. So maybe that wasn't it. You seem to be
no.
Like you need a rest.
Okay, so
sleeping in bed.
Not cooking like the wife and the mom where I cooked seven, you know, lunch every day, dinner every day. Not like that. Just when I feel like the mood hits me. Otherwise, they're on their own. laundry, just because it delights me. So you're right. Thanks. It's a really good question. So there's a difference. Am I doing it out of responsibility, obligation, fear? No, now I'm really like playing. Like when I cook a meal from scratch, I just go to the grocery store and buy those ingredients. I would never do that previously. You planned for the week. You bought it all in one go. It was a pain in the rear if you forgot something. It was all work. Now I'm just playing. Like, do they like what I cook? Who knows? I never cooked it before. It's hit or miss. I have no attachment to any of it. It is play to me. But you, so that's different than the work of feeding my family dinner because everybody needs dinner. They're big. They don't need me to cook. I haven't cooked in a long time. They don't need me to do their laundry. They've actually did mine for a few years when I was really busy, which was very nice. So can you feel the difference? But I had to take a really big break from those things before I could come at it now where, to me, that is play. And again, we're kind of limited by words. You'd have to have the experience of it. What's it like to cook when nobody cares if you do or you don't and they're not expecting it? That's fun. That's not mommy cooking. So the difference. But am I busy? No, because suddenly, you know, I can't just lay and do nothing indefinitely, but I've watched tons of TV. Tons. And read for fun. I mean, days are long. There's a lot of hours. So, yeah, I'm tooling in the yard. Sometimes I'll just go shopping for fun. I'm thinking, who really does this? I'm like, oh, I can do this. So I'm having a totally new experience of just being. Being doesn't mean you just sit and om. But being means that you're so present in what you're doing without the responsibility, without the obligation, without the fear, and without the concept that you'll feel bad if you don't do it. Apparently, I never learned that yet. So, you know, it's going to look different for everybody. What's going to slow you down? Or what's going to be a pattern interrupt? A big, fat pattern interrupt.
Can this be emotional? I mean, does it always have to be physical, or can it be emotional as well? You know, where your body basically says, no, it's time to slow down, you're actually going to have to go through this.
So you mean emotionally, could your emotions tell you enough already?
I mean, could you basically be in such a fight or flight situation that you basically have buried your emotions and now all of a sudden, you know,
they want to come out and play.
They want to come out, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. That happens. So again, the fastest way through that is to truly be present with it and not make it wrong. And not medicate it. And find a safe way to process those emotions that are bubbling up. And that's hard too. And I did that too. I had a year when the gym closed and I filed bankruptcy and the court said I couldn't work because it would throw the numbers off until the bankruptcy wrapped up. So I had months and months to just hang out with the lab at home and cry. And I did. Later on, cried all the time. And my husband and someone look at me like, Mom, are you going to be okay? I'll take it upstairs. You know, I'm fine. I would lay around and do nothing. I would cry. I'd walk the dog. And yeah, I had a year of emotions like that. And then I popped into this next stage of my life, and it's been incredible. And that was 7 years ago. So, yeah, and I couldn't have quit. But it's interesting that everything around me orchestrated where I would have the time to just do that. So, but guys, it's happening faster for everybody. So how's your sciatic, how does your pain feel right now?
I'm not thinking about it, it's fine.
So.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. So let me tell you how to utilize it powerfully, though. So you just ask it. So now that I have better understanding, if you really want me to rest, my mind will slow down. And yeah, it might take a while. Then I expect no pain when I'm doing nothing. And it's not going to give you a 100% answer the first time. But if you keep a commitment of asking, it will. And then when it sings you, you're like, woo, I just said yes, and I meant no. Right? And I can't tell you how many times I'd feel my back and I'd be like, oh, no, I'm done. I'm good. No, I'm settling down. And I'm only talking to my own body. Like, I heard you. I got it this time. Really, I'm paying attention. Please don't go there. Because it would just lock up.